Welcome, beautiful soul, to the Stars Are Calling You podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Lelantieri, an ITA energy medicine practitioner, holistic counselor, intuitive empath, and spiritual writer, here to bridge the gap between science and spirituality. In this space, we deep dive every week into topics designed to help you align with your true and highest self, raise your frequency and vibration, learn the tools to help you self-heal, rewire your subconscious mind, transform your mindsets, and co-create the life of your dreams. I believe the stars have called you to this podcast for a reason. Let's dive in and find out why. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome or welcome back to the Stars Are Calling You podcast. How are you doing? Happy day after the eclipse. Oh my gosh, it has not happened yet when I'm recording this, but I'm so excited to see the eclipse and all that it kind of holds for us energetically and also visually. It is such a cool time to experience phenomena like this together as a collective, so I'm super excited. I hope that your experience was well. Today, I'm coming at you with what I kind of want to call an espresso talk, kind of a take on a coffee talk, because this is going to be short, sweet, and powerful and kind of like a kick in the gut, like espresso shot would give you, a lot of boost of energy, bold, striking information. So that is kind of what I am going to coin these espresso talks as. And I'm also drinking a latte that I made, a double shot espresso with oat milk and Vermont maple syrup. It tastes absolutely delicious. It is a beautiful Sunday morning, and I'm excited to share what this topic has in store. So today we're going to be diving into the fascinating world of cognitive biases. I love the subconscious mind and everything that conditioning and those patterns kind of entail. But in my psychological studies, when I learned about cognitive biases and how they are quantifiable to some degree, like there's so much research on them, it completely lit me up with excitement. I think that they're so freaking cool. And the cognitive bias that I want to focus on today is the negativity bias. And then I want to share some tips with you on how to shift your mindset from a negativity bias into a positivity bias instead. So first, let's start off by unraveling the concept of a negativity bias. It is our brain's tendency to give more weight to negative experiences, emotions, and information compared to positive ones. So for example, picture you are out and about and you receive 10 compliments that day and then one criticism. Which one do you think is going to stick with you the longest? Chances are it is the criticism. That overpowers your energetic thought processes more than all of those compliments because it hurts you and it sticks with you to some degree. That is a negativity bias in action. It is when our minds have a tendency to dwell on the negative events and how they overshadow the positive aspects of our lives. And from an evolutionary perspective, this bias served a purpose. This innate tendency served our ancestors well in being hypervigilant and hyperaware of potential dangers so that they could detect and respond to threats for their and their children's survival, right? So it is ingrained in our human psyche for a reason. But now in our modern lives, it can lead to an imbalance in our emotional well-being, and it can also lead to chronic stress, anxiety, and even depression. The way I see it come up the most in my client's life and in my own life is when, 8 things are going really, really well in our lives and 2 things not so much, and those 2 things tend to be the things that we journal about. We try so hard to manifest a solution to those problems, or they come up in conversation with our friends when we're, out to dinner or getting coffee with an old friend and we start to talk about, how we're doing. Maybe those things come up and you rant or complain about them. What would it be like if we really focused super hard, not super hard, but we just focus predominantly on those 8 things in our lives that are going really well? It's what we talk about. It's what we write in our gratitude journals. It's what we think about before we go to bed, how grateful we are for these 8 awesome things in our lives, or what we choose to share with our friends or post about online. Like, what if we used our energy, our energetic currency to create in this world to focus on the positive things in our lives rather than the negative? How would that change our perspective of the world? And how would that change the experiences that we end up attracting? I love cognitive biases work because our perspective shapes not just how we view the world and ourselves, but also the energetic frequency that we vibrate out, which in turn determines what we attract into our field. So positive things are happening all around us. But if we choose to only focus on the negative, then our brains are going to be wired to focus more on the negative. So we're going to think the world's more negative than it actually is. But really, it's just what our brain is cataloging in our memory and storing into our minds. You know, when we scan a space, especially like a crowded space outside, our brain is working feverishly to filter out all the information that isn't important and to register the important information into our brain so that we can use it for whatever we need to do. Think like if you're in a mall and you're looking for your mom or your friend and you're scanning and someone says, oh, did you see this guy walk by? Nope, you did not see that guy walk by. He could have walked right by you, but your brain was so focused on scanning and looking for your mom or your friend or your sister, whoever it is you were looking for in a crowded space, that your brain just was not able to filter in all the other faces. Whereas if you were casually browsing, just, you know, you're sitting there waiting for your friend in the bathroom and just casually looking around, you may be able to register faces or what people were wearing. So if someone says, oh my gosh, you did see this person walk by, you might say, oh, actually, yeah, I did. He came from this direction and was going in that direction. So that's a little example of how our focus and our internal attention affects how we perceive the world around us. We can choose to see the good in the day or we can choose to see the bad. But that choice lies in how we condition the subconscious. Because once our subconscious is programmed, it becomes an unconscious behavior where in the moment we just think we had a shitty day, but really one bad thing happened and 10 really great things did. So how do we shift more towards a positivity bias? One powerful tool I want to talk about is mindfulness. By becoming mindful and present, we train our minds to be more aware of our thoughts and our emotions without judgment. That's the key to mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't, you know, meditating or completely zoning out. It's about being fully in your present experience without judging or evaluating it, just simply sitting in it. Mindfulness can turn a really shitty situation into a better one because if you're not judging it, then you're not resisting it, right? It may be uncomfortable, but if you're not resisting it through your judgment, then it is just an experience of infinite experiences that you have in this world. So this mindful awareness allows us to actually observe our negativity bias without being consumed by it. We can then consciously choose to redirect our attention towards positive ones in our lives. So what do I mean by this? I mean, when we slow down our internal dialogue, when we just become more present in the moment, we're not trying to, you know, work 10 steps ahead or multitask, and we're really just navigating life moment by moment, then we can actually catch ourselves when we're in a negativity bias. We can catch ourselves when we're like, huh, you know, I've been really thinking about this experience, or I've been really worried about this problem that I have in my life right now. And I'm failing to really use my thought processes to focus on some of those good things that happened. So how can I think about the good things that happened in my day or my week or the things that are going well right now? Because worrying about this problem isn't actually creating a solution. When you focus your attention on a problem, you create more problems. If you focus your energy towards the present moment and the things that you are grateful for, then solutions are easier to pop up in your mind and in your external experiences. So, you know, that first kind of skill to build up is mindfulness. And I could go on and on about the benefits mindfulness has, but in this specific regard, when we are able to kind of slow down, we can become more aware of it actually happening in the first place. The second practice is gratitude. You know, taking time each day to really reflect on the things that you're grateful for, that can train your brain to focus more on the positive aspects of your life while you're living it. So there are, you know, some people think writing in a gratitude journal is silly, and there's a time in my life when I didn't really see the value in it. I can still have a shitty day, you know, even though I wrote down like 5 to 10 things I was grateful for in the morning. And what I realized was it's not about rushing through it or getting it done. It's about feeling the energetic resonance of gratitude, right? You can write down 3 things that you're grateful for, my bed, food, my family, and get on with your day. But that means nothing. You might as well have not written anything down. So what I started to do was maybe pick 1 to 3 things. It doesn't really matter the quantity. The whole purpose of a gratitude journal is to get you into a new energetic vibration. And that energetic vibration is going to train your brain to focus more on the positive aspects of your life, because that's the energy that you're showing up with. You're showing up with gratitude, not worry and how do I find the threat. So sometimes in the morning when I'm drinking my coffee, because that's honestly the first thing I do. I know that's probably bad for you. You're supposed to like eat and drink water. I don't do that. I wake up and I stumble to my Nespresso and I make myself a coffee. So as I'm sipping my coffee, I allow myself to gently awaken to the day. And maybe I read a little nonfiction book. Maybe I journal out my thoughts. Maybe I, you know, snuggle my dog. It really just depends on how I'm feeling. But what I will do is I'll pick kind of one thing to focus my attention on that makes me feel excited or grateful, right? So for example, if I'm going on a vacation soon, or if I had a really lovely talk with my partner or a friend the day before, I'll kind of just bring myself back into that memory or bring myself into the excitement that I feel for a future event. And I just kind of cozy up in that energy and I close my eyes and I sip my coffee and I just feel my heart space open. I just feel grateful for it. And I feel like that means so much more long term than writing down like a whole list, because that's really in our cognitive brains. We're trying to analytically see like, oh, what was the good stuff that happened, right? But we're not really feeling into it, feeling how grateful we are. So you can just pick one thing and for a few moments in your morning, allow yourself to cultivate that energy of gratitude and really feel it resonate throughout your body. And that is going to shift your mind into more of a positivity bias, because you're training your brain to feel that emotion and look for that emotion in your reality, right? Because every morning you're like, huh, what experience did I have recently that gives me that cozy, gratitude, loving feeling? And also feeling grateful for the moments that are happening as you experience them, whether it's, you know, warm sunshine on your face, a really delicious meal, water after you went for a run, a kind gesture from a stranger. When you acknowledge these moments in that moment, it can significantly impact your overall outlook on life. Because one, you're being mindful, right? You're saying, oh, wow, this literally is happening right now, or it just happened a second ago, and that was super great and super amazing, and you're feeling grateful for it, rather than just rushing through that experience and then looking back on it and being like, oh, that was quite nice. You're actually in the moment experiencing something and feeling gratitude for it. Another tool you can use is to savor those good moments, right? So we often rush through life without fully appreciating these positive experiences and what they have to offer us. And so when we allow ourselves to be immersed in a conversation or watching a sunset and really take the time to savor them, it helps in cultivating deeper awareness of the positivity. Speaking of, my last kind of big tip for you is to surround yourself with positivity, to seek out relationships, environments, and activities that really uplift and inspire you and speak to your highest self. Whether it's spending time with a loved one, going out in nature, pursuing hobbies that bring you joy or you're curious about exploring, prioritizing these experiences that really nourish your soul. There's this quote circulating the internet, and I'm going to butcher it, but I'm going to try not to. And it's something along the lines of, we're tired not because we're busy, but because we're doing too much of what doesn't light us up. I think that's how it goes, or something along the lines. And it's so true. When we are able to prioritize experiences and environments and people that make us feel great, then we're more likely to be mindful, savor those good moments, and be grateful for them. And when we connect with other people in our lives that radiate positivity, we're more likely to absorb and reflect on positivity ourselves. So kind of think about who you hang out with and what they talk about. Are they gossiping? Are they complaining? I mean, listen, you having a good friend that you can always rant to is such a gift. Having a safe space to be messy around is just so needed. But is that the only thing you guys are talking about? Are you guys only talking about negative things or about other people and gossiping? Or is this someone that you find yourself leaving an interaction with feeling lighter? You're smiling, you're a little giddy because you were just human and present and positive. surrounding yourself with more people that leave you feeling like life's great. For example, I always, whenever it's like super cloudy and rainy, I live in New York, I really love it because I love to cozy up with like a warm beverage and a book and really grind on my computer and do some brainstorming. But I find that after a long period of time kind of isolating myself and doing those things, I start to get a little melancholy. Not like sad, you know, but I start to have more of a negativity bias. And then when the sun's shining and I go out for a walk, I'm like, oh my gosh, actually life is beautiful and nothing is wrong. And so sometimes our environment plays a big role in how our bias sways. And so making sure that we are diversifying our environment and we are planning like in our schedule times to be with people or doing things or be in environments that light us up, because that is going to shift our mindset immensely. And by incorporating all of these little tools and practices into your daily life, you can gradually shift your mindset from one of negativity to one of positivity. I have done it. I've seen so many of my clients do it, and it is so possible for you as well. And something I kind of want to just remind you is that embracing a positivity bias doesn't mean that you're like ignoring or suppressing your negative emotions. It's more about finding balance and perspective that allows you to energetically resonate with a higher frequency, so that that is what you notice more and attract more in your life. It's all about, you know, acknowledging some negative experiences that happen without letting them overshadow the positive ones. And that will empower us to navigate life's ups and downs with not just resiliency, but also greater optimism, because we're able to say, I got 9 compliments today and only 1 criticism, instead of saying, I'm so upset this person criticized me. And so as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on your own mindset. Are you allowing your negativity bias to dictate your perception of the world? Or are you actively cultivating a positivity bias through your own self-development work? And maybe reflect on some of the practices I shared today and how you can incorporate them more into your daily life. And also remember that every thought you have is a choice, and every choice shapes our reality. But that first step is kind of acknowledging what has been conditioned in our subconscious, and how can I rewire my subconscious so that my immediate and organic thoughts and biases are positive and conducive to the life that I want to live? All right, so with that said, that concludes today's episode of the Stars Are Calling You podcast. A little bit on the shorter side, a little espresso talk for this Tuesday. And with that said, I'm sending as much light and love as I possibly can through the mic, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye!